Hello and welcome to Moneyline. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me here today. If you don't see video, do not be alarmed. We had a very busy week, so it's going to be a really quick show here. That being said, three really important topics. We're going to talk about recession fears. We're going to talk about some big name people calling for recession, some saying we're not going to recession, but really telling you why economists suck. We're also going to talk about AI deep learning, why this is a potential three times bigger than the internet. All coming up on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, Matt McCall here. As I mentioned, no video today. There's always, you know, in this world we live in, things are so fantastic. Technology is changing. My whole thesis of the roaring 2020s is based on the fact that technology is going to push us that into the next decade and be able to do things that we never thought about, potentially flying cars, autonomous vehicle fleets, you name it. But every once in a while, that's technology bites you in the ass and things don't always work out. So having a busy week here, it all works out fine. So we're going to have a little bit of a shorter show here today, but a lot of big topics we want to touch on. I mean, one is, you know, over in Davos right now, all the rich elitists are over there at the World Economic Forum and getting together, you know, business leaders, economists, media, you name it. It's a bunch of people really patting themselves on the back, saying how smart they are and how much money they have. Well, the Reuters did a poll over 100 economists between January 16th and January 22nd over in Davos, and they got it together and got these 100 supposedly very smart economists, and really they are pretty negative. And they have come out and said that you know, even though we have the phase one deal with China, it doesn't mean shit, and that U.S. really isn't not going to grow that well. The IMF, International Monetary Foundation, actually lowered their GDP growth for this year, lowered the U.S. a little bit, but lowered global growth. So basically a lot of negativity. Well, and if you look at another study shows about one in four economists believe we'll see a recession in the next 12 months. A lot of them believe before the presidential election. About one in three, if not more, believe we'll see a recession in the next 2 years. The reason I don't put much credence into this is the fact that September of last year, August, September of last year, August is when the yield curve inverted, meaning if you buy a bond from the U.S. government, basically lending U.S. government money, they'll pay you a higher yield for 2 years versus 10 years. It doesn't make sense. Typically, if you loan money for a longer amount of time, you should get a higher yield. It's called an inverted yield curve. Historically, when that happens, yes, it does lead to a recession, but typically it doesn't happen a recession for a year and a half, 2 years, and it's not full-blown 100%. But that happened, and every economist came out of the woodwork saying recession's coming. And at one point, about 90%, according to a study, believed the recession would happen in the next 1 to 2 years. And since that time, I came out and I bashed the economists that day, that month, you know, for a while there, saying, you know, they are the worst people to ever listen to when it comes to the economy, even worse when it comes to basing your investments off what an economist says. I'm not to pat myself on the own back here, but I was right. Since that time, the S&P is up about 13%, and we have no signs of recession in the near future. So when we look at these headlines that CNBC and Bloomberg put across about the potential recession on the horizon, take it with a grain of salt, because in reality, it's guys trying to predict the future. I try to do it every day. Don't get me wrong. I'm in the same business. I base it on actual facts. They base it on how they wake up in bed, and they all do the same thing. They're like sheep. You know, they follow each other. If they had a good track record like I do, sure, follow them. But their track record is absolutely pathetic. If you look, there's a study out there that looked at the last 50 years of global recessions and how many times economists called them. It's less than 10%. So basically what they'll do is they'll tell you a recession after it happened. You know, I have a lot of good friends that are meteorologists, a couple at Fox. I consider them dear friends. And they would hate me for this, but in reality, I put an economist up there with a meteorologist. And an economist is worse than a meteorologist. If I had to do it again, become an economist, because you could be wrong 24/7, doesn't matter. They all sit around and you know, stroke each other's backs and say, "How it's okay, you know, we'll call the next one." And but they're really not helping anybody. A meteorologist can walk outside and tell you if it's sunny or not. An economist can't. because a lot of times you don't really know a recession until after the numbers come out. But their job is to tell you it's going on now. They don't even do that. And then you have a recession 3 months later, and they still don't say it's that. A lot of times they'll come out and tell you literally a year later, oh, a couple quarters ago, we hit negative growth. We were in a recession. It doesn't matter. By that time, the stock market's pulled back and bounced. It doesn't help you. At least a meteorologist goes out and they can be right because they can look out the window and say, yeah, it's sunny or hey, it's raining. They're bad at predicting the future, but they can tell you the present. An economist can't even tell you the present. So anytime somebody asks me about what an economist thinks, I completely bash him and I laugh. It means nothing to me. And if you caught me on Thursday I did Yahoo Finance and I bashed the economists on there. And I've been bashing for 15 years on national television. They do not help individual investors. So please, anytime you see this, stay far away from it. So, you know, obviously I read a lot and I like to see what different people say, especially people who have name recognition. Paul Tudor Jones, a billionaire, a big hedge fund guy, he came out at Davos, of course, with the other fat cats, and called the stock market crazy. He said, we are just, again, in this craziest monetary and fiscal mix in history. It's so explosive. It defies imagination. Basically, he went on and said, it reminds me a lot of early 99. In early 99, we had 1.6% PECE, 2.3% CPI. That talks about inflation and prices. We have the exact same metrics today, he said. Who the hell cares? How about the fact that interest rates today are about 1.5% versus nearly 5%? How about the fact we have the lowest unemployment ever? How about the fact people are making more money than ever? How about the fact that corporations are about to make more money ever this year? How the hell does PCE and CPI, which, by the way, the Fed shoots for about 2%. You put those two numbers together and average it out, it's 2%. It's where you want to be. How in the world has this guy made this much money? Well, maybe when you start with a lot, you get more. But my goodness, this is absolutely pathetic. Then Mark Cuban came out. I have nothing against Mark Cuban. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. You know, he sold a company for $5.7 billion back in a dot-com heyday. Good for him. It's broadcast.com. I actually agree with what he said. He said interest rates will ultimately determine the fate of the stock market. And it's true. And he believes it can continue for now while interest rates remain low. And interest rates will remain low. So he's riding it, just the same way I'm doing. This is the roaring 2020s, people. Realize it. Stop listening to the people out there that do not have your best interest in it. The only way I make money is selling newsletters or managing people's money. If I don't make you money, you won't buy newsletters. You will not let me manage your money. It's that simple. Paul Tudor Jones is worth $1 billion. He doesn't give a shit about you. He manages people who have a lot of money. It doesn't matter to him. He can say whatever he wants. The economists don't care about you. You need to align yourself with people who are there looking out for your best interests in anything in life, especially in a stock market. I'll be the first to bash my industry because there's so many bad actors in it. All right, enough said. Off my soapbox. Too bad there's not video on. You can see my veins popping out of my neck right now. How irritated it gets me. Forget the recession fears. One more quick topic. We're going to wrap it up. I want to talk to you about a potential big, big winner during the roaring 2020s and potentially beyond. ARK Investment and Kathy Woods, who runs it, they do a great job. They have a free report out there, and I don't get paid by them or anything. I don't get anything out of this, but I just like to share because I'm looking out for the best interest in you. So I share ideas. It's called Big Ideas 2020. Just Google Big Ideas 2020 ARK Investment or ARK Research, ARK, and you can get it for free and download it. It's about 100 pages. You know, I've gone through, analyzed it all. But they talk about different opportunities. One is deep learning, which is basically a subsector of artificial intelligence. So let's call it AI. You know, there was a $10 trillion impact on the economy when the internet really came online. $10 trillion. Deep learning slash AI, they predict by 2037, so 17 years from now, it will have a $30 trillion economic impact. So they're saying this will be three times the size of the internet. We're about $1 trillion into it right now, so there's 29 more on the upside. Even if they're half right, it's still 1.5 times the size of the internet. Do you know how much Dell went up in the 1990s because of the internet? Over 91,000%. Cisco. I mean, you name it. Dell, EMC, Sun, Microsoft. All these companies that were based around the internet all went up thousands, tens of thousands of percent at some point. The amount of money that can be made in AI, in deep learning, is absolutely mind-blowing. And we are going to delve so deep into this. And we have been for years already. But come up, I've been pitching to come up with a special portfolio of just AI stocks. AI stocks you must own for the next 10 years. So you might see that coming out soon, because I really think that's something we need to offer. Again, looking out for your best interest, because you don't know where to go, and I don't blame you. AI is very difficult to understand, even though it's everywhere. When you talk to Alexa, that machine that recognizes your voice more and more and better every day is based on AI. It's learning from your voice. Over 50% more people asked Alexa a question last year than 2018, and it's on the rise. But this is all based on AI, based on deep learning, machine learning, all in the same category. But the only number you need to know there is $30 trillion potential economic impact. Three times the size of the internet. All right, we're going to wrap it on that number. Again, no video today. This, you know, because obviously technology, we love it, but we hate it sometimes. And we have a huge, huge project that we're launching next week, the MicroCap Millionaire Project. A lot of you that are our loyal early stage investor subscribers will get this for free. This is one of the most exciting things I've come across in a long time. A basket of small microcap stocks that's going to be launching in about a week and a half. We're working on that right now. So I'm going to run right back to the office and get out of the studio here. But again, this is Moneyline. Matt McCall, thank you so much for watching this week, or listening, I should say, this week. We'll be back next week, bigger and better than ever. Video rolling. We'll do a little bit longer show. VIP members, we'll be back. Again, this is Matt McCall. That's been your Moneyline.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.